This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa beef producers and consumers will benefit from the reconciliation bill. We'll have more right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is encouraged by the Senate's passing of the One Big Beautiful Bill and is now urging the House to quickly pass the revised version so President Trump can sign it into law. Notably, this version does not include the controversial provisions for public land sales or the problematic language on eminent domain, marking a victory for landowners' private property rights. In last Friday's NCBA Beltway Beef podcast, NCBA past president Kevin Kester said the bill also contains important tax provisions for cattle producers across the country.
It's increased our death tax exemption numbers. That's $15 million a person, $30 million base exemption for a couple, indexed to increase annually. In addition, it's increased Section 179 expense deductions for qualified assets in a business, which is a big deal for us. It's also kept the bonus depreciation intact, and so that is also a big deal. It's potentially there's an increase in the 199A pass-through deduction for qualified businesses entities.
Kester said he had a poor experience with the death tax in the past, and he does not want future generations of farmers and ranchers to have to go through the same thing.
I experienced when my grandfather passed away 30 years ago, it took us years to pay off a multi-million dollar tax bill that we owed the federal government. It hampered us for hiring employees, investing in improvements on the ranch operation, and also purchasing equipment. I don't want my kids, and more importantly, even my grandkids, the seventh generation potentially for our ranch, to have to suffer through the things that I did.
On the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.